Hi, it's Sunday, June 14th, 2009. I just realized I lost the beginning of my last audio recording, so I'm just recording this to edit onto the beginning of my podcast for today, yesterday. So I hope you'll forgive me. There'll be a slight pause here in a second, and then I'll go into the body of my podcast, so I do apologize again for having to do this, but I didn't want to just have you jump into it out of the book. Alright, so here we go. Enjoy my podcast for the day. Thank you, and good night again. Bye. Hi, it is, Sunday morning on June 14th, 2009, about 1 in the morning. Whoops, I hope you didn't hear that. I was just unplugging my laptop. I'm actually walking downstairs, taking the laptop with me, so my hands are a little bit full. Hope you'll forgive me for that. My voice is a little bit croaky too. I'm heading outside where I'm gonna smoke in a second, and I thought, what the hell, maybe I'll try to make an audio podcast outside. Maybe if I can do it a little bit quietly, I won't bother the neighbors so much, but, you know, we'll see. If it's obvious I'm gonna be pretty loud, I'm, going to not do it. But on the other hand, you know, in the past when I had people to talk to on the phone, or even last night I was talking to someone on the phone, which is very unusual to say the least. It was pretty late. I didn't even realize it until I went up to my bedroom later. That it was probably around 10 or 11 o'clock. So I was a bit surprised by that. If you can hear the noise around me, it's just getting something out of the fridge. So, if you heard that, that was the back door opening. Now I'm on the back porch. Now, one thing I thought about getting was a, I don't know if you've seen them, those little voice recorders people typically get, take to classes and stuff like that to record a class, because some people learn better by hearing something instead of writing down notes, where I've always been the opposite. Notes work the best for me. And if you just heard that, okay, I'm sorry about that, but I just realized when I closed my laptop, this program automatically stops recording my voice. So, not too surprisingly, like so much of my life lately, it seems like, I do a lot of whatever, put in a lot of effort, and realize it's for naught. So, I will take this and edit it into the 2 minutes that I got recorded before, and attempt to replicate the last 20 minutes of dialogue. So, I was talking a bit about my day, so I'll go over that real quick. Didn't really do anything today. I've been lowering the OxyContin, feeling like shit, smoking, laying in bed a lot, playing video games, watching documentaries. I've been watching the documentaries in World War II in color, and I talked about that bit, but I don't feel like talking about that again, so I'll just go on to the tangent that it brought me on to, which was photography. Been trying to get into photography again, and I bought a book called Photography, which is the quintessential photographer's book. Unfortunately, unlike other books of that category, it doesn't cost $20 to $50, it costs $110. I had had it before when I borrowed it from my then fiance about 15 years ago. We used it for a photography class, the only one I've ever taken in college. Really enjoyed the class. The book is amazing, and I've wanted it ever since, but never wanted to spend that kind of money. But recently I decided I want to get serious about photography again, so a month or two ago I splurged and I bought it, and I'm slowly reading it. Getting back into the technical aspects, what I was saying before was I really have a gift when it comes to pictures, I think. And it's innate and natural. But technically, I have a ton to learn. I don't really know that much, and I've never really tried that hard outside the photography class. And I think it's time that I sit down and really try to focus on it, if for no other reason than to have some part of my life where I'm outside of work and outside of programming, where I'm actually focusing on something positive. And the other thing is, I hope to someday maybe start a business on the side. And not necessarily taking pictures of weddings and school photos. I was thinking more along the lines of just whatever kinds of events or personal pictures people might want, and providing a cheap, affordable service that people could have. And unlike professional photographers, where they charge you like by the hour and per picture, and you don't get all the pictures that were taken, which I always thought is ridiculous. I would, for the total fee, just give them all the pictures I took and say, here, enjoy these. Take them, do whatever the fuck you want with them. They're yours. So yeah, that's something I'd like to do on the side. If you heard that again, that's my webcam taking a picture of me sitting on the back porch. So yeah, I was talking about that a bit, and part of what got me into that was the definite feeling that I'm having a hard time career-wise. And I could see my doing my job for 10 more years, and, but I need something on the side, both for a little bit more money and also I need just something a bit more rewarding and fulfilling that brings me a bit more joy. And something where I'm my own boss would be nice. And to have something that's more creative. Not to say programming can't be creative, it can, but a lot of times when you're in the business world, you do what they tell you to do, and a lot of times it's not something terribly interesting or creative. There was a project that I started on my own a couple years ago, did a lot of it at home, and that has provided a lot of creativity, but unfortunately, I can't just say, okay, I want to add this feature and add this ability to my software. You got to have a business case for spending that time to do it because they're paying you, so it's got to be something they get too. So yeah, I got into it because my best friend and my ex-wife, who lives in Ohio, she's been into getting into photography and practicing. Specifically, she's been putting advertisements out, I think, in Craigslist to get models to practice portraiture on. And she's doing it, or just faces and stuff like that. And she gets people for different reasons. One girl that she got wanted to just feel more comfortable in front of the camera, so it was just a challenge for her. And another woman she's done them for, I think, as a dance studio or something like that. I wanted some professional pictures for a portfolio. And she's been sending me those from time to time. It's been a while, so I'm hoping she'll send me more soon. Really enjoyed looking at them. She's a stellar photographer. Just amazing photographs, even though she wouldn't say so, but she's way too fucking humble for her own good, I think, sometimes. But she sent them, and they're nice to look at because I'm always been attracted to faces, and these are just some gorgeous women she's sending photographs of. And her ability to capture their faces and their beauty is just astounding, so they're just a joy. Sorry, a joy to look at. And I, for one,